This is the sound people in the desert Southwest wait to hear every year. In northern Arizona, monsoon season has begun, as southerly winds bring thunderstorms to the parched desert. NPR and National Geographic are spending a year finding out how changes in climate can affect people. Commentator Scott Thibany knows what a late monsoon can mean.
At a certain point, the absence of rain becomes a physical presence, much the way a lack of water becomes a thirst. Several years ago, the drought hit a peak here in northern Arizona, and people were getting edgy. That year, a Hopi friend called with a request. Tribal Judge Delford Leslie said their supply of wild tobacco had almost run out, and the people in his pueblo were desperate. The tobacco is smoked in a ceremonial chamber called a kiva. It carries their prayers and draws in the rain clouds. Because of the drought, they had used up most of what they had on hand and couldn't find any more. I told Dell I'd get word out to friends who spend time in the backcountry, rangers, boatmen, and field botanists. The wild tobacco plants, Nicotiana attenuata, grow 3 feet tall with white tubular flowers, about as long as a fingertip. But none of the people I contacted had seen any. Conditions were just too dry. Then I received a message from a friend living in the mountains near St. George, Utah. River guide Mary Allen had come upon a patch while out riding her horse. After learning the proper way to gather it, she returned and harvested an armful, tying the plants behind her saddle. So 2 weeks later, I met Mary at the start of one of her river trips for the handoff. I felt like the middleman in some drug smuggling scheme. I loaded the tobacco in my pickup and brought the bundle of green, pungent plants back to Flagstaff, where the Hopi leader met me in a hotel parking lot. The bundle Mary gathered was enough to last almost a year, and he said they would flavor it and mix it for different strengths, depending on the purpose. He pulled out a deerskin pouch with silver tinklers dangling from it, making a sound that reminded me of rain. It was filled with huma, the sacred cornmeal used for prayers. He handed me the pouch and asked me to join him. Saying a few words in Hopi, he gave thanks for the tobacco and sprinkled an offering to the six directions and then to the plants. As we parted ways, Dell said in Hopi, Lomatsana, and then in English, everything good go with you. A week or so later, the rains began, not enough to break the drought, but no one was complaining.
Scott Thibany's most recent book is The Painted Desert, Land of Wind and Stone. His commentary is part of member station KNAU's Edge of the Res series, about life in communities bordering Indian reservations. We leave you with a sound very popular on the reservation, Hopi reggae music by Hopi artist Casper Lomadaba.